This is Future Tense for September 6th, 2010. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe, and today is Labor Day, a celebration of the labor movement. Remember the folks who brought us the 40-hour workweek? But these days, with so many technologies that connect us to our colleagues 24 hours a day, it's not uncommon to receive and reply to emails from your boss or your client while you're sitting in bed. Joining us now to talk about how technology has blurred the lines between work and home is author and journalist Maggie Jackson. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my pleasure.
So you started writing about technology and how it affects people's home lives almost a decade ago. Has this trend gotten worse over time?
Well, I think the implications have been building for far longer than a decade, you know, for even a couple of hundred years, with the telegraph and the car and the jet and now the computer and the iPod and what have you. We've been shattering time and distance for a very long time. We used to have this ideal of a home. It was somewhat Victorian. Of course, it was really idealistic. And we can't really create this wonderful island or refuge that, you know, we grew up with. So the world comes rushing in.
But these same technologies that invade our homes also make some wonderful things possible. Email allowed Eric Philcorn to leave the big city behind.
I couldn't move to Vermont without the internet back in the days when I was still sending 100 faxes at a time.
But recently, he got an iPhone.
I'm embarrassed to say it rarely leaves my hands. We've made a kind of a rule at home that we're not allowed to bring them upstairs at night.
So you don't take it to bed with you?
Not anymore.
But you did, didn't you?
I did.
Uh-huh. And so how has the iPhone affected your relationships with your family and spouse?
Well, thankfully, she got one too. But we knew we were in trouble when we were both talking to the same friend on Facebook, sitting on the couch next to each other, and it was our friend who called us on it.
Did you realize that was going on at the time?
No. I mean, it was this moment where I get this text saying, "But I'm talking to your wife. Where are you?" I'm next to my wife.
And you had no idea.
Yeah.
So Maggie Jackson has some advice for families in this wired age. Turn off all the gadgets, carve out some time, and talk to each other.
Yeah, and essentially give the gift of attention.
Even if you do it accidentally. Philcorn says his favorite week of the entire summer was when his family went camping and their cell phones didn't work. On futuretense.publicradio.org, we are celebrating the simple life. Back in 1970, a kindergarten teacher in Mill Valley, California, wrote a song about her town. It became an anthem for a quiet, simpler way of life. Annie Leibovitz flew out to take photos of the kids and their music teacher for Rolling Stone. That guy we talked to earlier, Eric Philcorn, the one who spends his life with his iPhone stapled to his head, he didn't always live that way.
I'm from Mill Valley.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you sing the song?
Well, I did go to Strawberry Point. It was kind of required.
All right, sing it.
Talking about Mill Valley, talking about Mill Valley, California, that's my home.
Bum, bum, bum.
You're rolling, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah.
Brings us back to the 50s when life was calmer.
It's like Vermont now.
As long as you don't bring your iPhone to bed.
Talking about Mill Valley, California, that's my home. That's my home.
One thing they didn't have back in the 50s in Mill Valley was a fully automated heat-seeking Nerf assault rifle.
In full auto mode, once a Sentinel acquires a target, it'll fire, continue to fire, until it loses its lock on the target. When it reacquires a lock, it'll fire additional rounds.
Rick Prescott invented this heat-seeking Nerf machine gun. It won Make Magazine's Gadget Freak Design Contest. Prescott joked that mounted in a cubicle, it will speed interaction with less desirable visitors. To see the video of the Nerf heat-seeking Sentinel in action, you can check us out online at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. This is Future Tense.